Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Edmonton and Vancouver tonight. The Oilers have won 10 of their last 12 games. They're actually the hottest team in the NHL. Though it should be mentioned, Todd McClellan's LA Kings have won 6 straight. Oilers Now is brought to you by Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. It'll be Thatcher Demko against Mike Smith in a rematch of the game that was played Tuesday night, which the Oilers rallied from a 3-0 deficit. Every Thursday on Oilers Now, for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar, we are going to bring a guy aboard to the show, often mentioned for NHL senior management roles, longtime NHL goaltender, and with the NHL Network media personality, Kevin Weeks. Kevin, how are you?
Great. Good afternoon, Alberta. Good afternoon, world. How's everybody doing?
Well, it's pretty good in oil country. It probably doesn't surprise you with the team being 10-2 in their last 12. What are you seeing with the Oilers that's allowed them to climb up to second spot right now in the Canadian division? And currently in the league, the Oilers have they're averaging 3.62 goals per game. That is the highest in the NHL at this time.
Yep, they're leading the league in that and the goals per game. To your stuff, always great points as you make. I would say that the biggest thing, few things for me with the Oil now, is the goaltending is locked in. It's certainly been better since Mike Smith's come back. I know he let in that one that he would have wanted back in the first goal last game against Van. That was a tough one that yielded to Bo Horvat. But for the most part, he's been great, especially when they went out to Ottawa. Koskinen had a big game too, so they're getting better goaltending. Now you look at Mike Smith's record since he's come back. I mean, his numbers are pretty sterling overall. So that always helps, no question. And the reason why it helps for a team like the Oil is they have the offensive power that they do, obviously, with Connor and Leon and Nuge and some of the other players. So it allows them to play their game and to still make plays offensively. I think quietly, Darnell Nurse, offensively, is having a great season, a career high in goals so far this year for him. And then lastly, I'll say this, Stoff, and I know you and I speak about this a lot, too, in our own conversations offline. I like the fact that Jujhar Kara is back in the lineup. And since he's gotten back in the lineup, the Oil have played well. Jujhar looks hungrier. The Oil have played well. And I really think that they're a more complete team in this last stretch of, say, 12, 13 games than they had been to the start of the season, no question.
I just want to circle back to Mike Smith because I talked to a couple different guys about that first goal against, and I know I shot you a text yesterday. I don't mean to. He said he wouldn't play. After the game, his comment was, I wouldn't have played that any differently. He switched his pads over. Okay, he's got new pads. And we've seen some goals be scored from angles like that when guys think they've got, and I know it sounds like an excuse, but can you at times, like during your playing days, did you ever have a play where you thought there might have been a structural breakdown with the equipment on a goal against?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, gear, these are the tools of the trade. Your equipment's part of the tools of the trade. I mean, you know, if you're cutting pipe and you're digging a well there in Alberta, there's certain tools that you use and you have a certain dependability with those said tools, right? So I certainly understand that. But listen, Mark Smith, he's been an amazing athlete, and I want to say that beyond the goalie context. I don't think people realize that he's a great baseball player. And Mike Smith would have probably stopped that with his baseball glove alone without being in goalie gear. So yeah, the functionality, right? Fair to say, like he's almost a world-class baseball, like softball player. So a fastball, rather. So it's safe to say I think you could have given him a Rawlings first baseman's mitt and he would have made that safe. But yes, there are times, and he was probably looking at it from, hey, I switch my pads over typically when I'm in this position, my pads seal and I make that safe. But hey, nonetheless, sometimes it'll happen. We've all been there. It's not an indictment against Smitty. You know, he's obviously had a long and very successful career. And as mentioned, since he's come back, he's played really well and helped stabilize the Oilers to allow them to get to their game. And we're seeing that game on display, certainly during the stretch. But I'd certainly say the last 7 or 8 games, they've looked really, really good.
Kevin Weeks joining us. Kevin, it's funny. I know Mike Comrie told me when the late Ray Emery fought Andrew Peters against Buffalo. It's like, Mike, I mean, you're a good lightweight. Like, how did you guys not get in there and bail out Ray Emery? And he said, Stoff. Ray Emery's the toughest guy we had on the ice. He was doing fine. And I thought of when Mike Smith got into it with Lucic a couple of years ago at the end of the season, you know, when Lucic was still with the Oilers and Smith was with Calgary. And I bumped into a couple guys off the Flames after they said the same thing. They're like, we told Tanner Glass he didn't have to answer the bell there for Mike Smith. Smith was complete.
Totally.
You talk about being a good athlete. Zach Kassian not in the lineup, he and Jujhar Khaira are the two toughest Oilers.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Scotty Hartnell and I were talking about this on the air last night on the NHL Network. And, you know, funny you mentioned Razor, God bless his soul, Ray Emery, because we were talking about that. And then I mentioned Smitty in a subsequent comment. So, yeah, he's a tough customer. He's a big man. He's well put together, super hyper fit, very powerful. So, yeah, no, he can handle his own back there between him and Jujhar. With Cassian being out of the lineup, they don't lose a beat in the toughness department, that's for sure.
You talked about Darnell Nurse. Today is Alberta budget day, so it's going to be a tough day. And again, it's coming down the pipe at 3:15 here on 6:30 Chat. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to factor in long-term Nugent Hopkins and Nurse. I know you, I don't know if you saw the tweet I put out on even strength scoring. Right now, Darnell leads the NHL for defensemen at even strength scoring. He's continuous. You know what? We should include Darnell Nurse with, but he's become so valuable. They can't have him do like they need him on the ice. When a player,
you can throw him. I know what you mean.
We had Mike Babcock on yesterday, and he talked about the best people want to continuously work at their craft, and they're all in, and it's about the passion. Darnell matches Connor and Leon. Is that why we shouldn't bet on him to continue to improve? In your opinion, Kevin? Like he's going to keep getting better.
He totally will. I mean, you know, listen, I remember my dad watching him play with Don Mills Flyers back home in GTHL in Toronto, playing minor hockey along with Mac Domi and stuff. My dad's like, this kid's going to be a player. I'm telling you, he's going to be a player. And obviously he went to Sault Ste. Marie in the OHL and give the Oil a lot of credit because the Oil identified him. And the Oil, you know, not only did they draft him and identified him, they've helped him develop. And he works exceptionally hard. He's very committed to his craft. Keep in mind, his dad, you know, obviously played in the CFL. His uncle had a great NFL career, obviously in Donovan McNabb and their whole family. Obviously, Kia plays in WNBA. So work isn't anything that they shy away from. And constant improvement is a big part of who he is and how he's wired and the commitment. I mean, something, Stoff, I know you nail all these points, but a lot of people in the general hockey atmosphere don't give a lot of credit for it. Look at the minutes he's playing, too. He's playing big minutes. Like, he had 2 games north of 30 minutes time on ice per game. I mean, those are major minutes at any level. You could be playing, Notre Dame Hounds and play 30 minutes or, you know, playing in the Kamloops Bantam Tournament and play 30 minutes. That's a lot of minutes for a D. And he's logging heavy minutes. He's a heavy plus in the plus-minus category. His numbers are great. Career high in goals so far. So, look, he's been amazing for the Oilers so far, and he's been great for them, and the Oilers have been great for him. It's been an excellent fit, and I like that tip of giving him more responsibility, too.
So you played with some pretty good players during the course of your NHL career, Kevin. Was there a defenseman that was really good that could also fight that you didn't want scrapping? That you're like, I need this guy. I know this guy can handle himself, but we need this guy playing, you know, 25 minutes a game. Do you recall a guy like that you played with during the course of your career?
we didn't have anybody that was tough on the back end as a D that played minutes that was offensive. Those guys are rare. I had all those horses up front. LeCavalier, Richards, Marty St. Louis, a guy that you might know their name, Messier. Is that his name? Number 11, Messier. The Messiah, otherwise known as Moose, as he's otherwise known as.
Yeah.
Yager. I mean, there's just so many of those guys that I played with. But here's a guy that might draw a parallel to that. Funny you mentioned that. Shanny. Brendan Shanahan. Had an amazing career. Scored huge goals, big-time goals. One cup, Canada Cup, Olympic goals, everything else. But when Shanny was older and he came to us with the Rangers, he fought Brashear one night at the Garden. He literally fought Donald Brashear at the Garden. We're like, Shanny, are you crazy? You're 40 years old. Like, are you nuts? You can't fight Donald Brashear. And he literally, and he, I mean, you know, Shanny was as tough as they come in his day, but he handled himself really well for a 40-year-old man. So that was one of those ones where they lined up almost at center ice at Madison Square Garden. And on the bench, we were hyped that he was going, but it was like, this could go the wrong way. But that would be the one example of something that would be a little bit similar.
We're joined right now by Kevin Weeks for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, solar. So much focus, obviously, on our show, the Canadian division, and, you know, McDavid, Draisaitl, Matthews, Marner. I want to take a quick rip in the States. Who, in your opinion, have you, over the course of the last, couple of weeks, the LA Kings? Todd McLellan, I just fired him off a message here and just said, geez, it's got to be the players. But what, they've got, along with Ottawa, they've got the best cadre at this time of prospects in the entire league. Like, they don't even have Quentin Byfield playing in the NHL. The guy can play in the league, but they're bringing him along slowly. How are they getting it done? Like, have you had a chance to watch them play? What's going on in LA right now? What do you think?
Well, I spoke to Billy Ranford and also Rod Blake, their GM, two great people in their day and their playing days, but they both have done an outstanding job. Billy, as you know, has done an amazing job with the goalies, and let's start there. Like, Jonathan Quick looks like himself. He's come off of consecutive shutouts, and Cal Peterson, their youngster, their young goalie, Southpaw, has been great as well when he gets in. So the goaltending has been outstanding, but really, as Blakey and Billy Ranford said, it's their veteran guys are not only providing leadership stuff, and you know the difference. You know, there's times when veteran players are a little past their expiry date in terms of the performance, but that's over-indexed with their leadership, right? And the way that they're able to mentor and bring the young players along. Well, these guys from LA, notably Anze Kopitar, Jeff Carter, Dustin Brown, and Drew Doughty, they found the fountain of youth this year. All of them, and Jonathan Quick, as I mentioned, all of them have not only been leaders, they've been highly productive. They've been great. And then you filter in the kids like Jared Anderson, Dolan, Iafalo, Kempe, Bjornfort, some of the other young kids that they have in their lineup that have stepped in and are playing more minutes. And Gabe Vilardi, who's been great.
Right.
Those guys, who was their first round pick in 2017, those guys look awesome. So the young players have come in, they're getting an opportunity. They're seizing those minutes. They see Jeff Carter. They see Dustin Brown and Anze Kopitar and Quick and Doughty, guys that have won, that have played internationally. They see what those guys bring to the table. And quite frankly, they've been awesome, and the young players have played well. And Todd and Billy Ranford and the entire coaching staff, too, they've done a great job. And as you said, Stoff, they have a lot more in their pantry. They haven't even gone into the They haven't even gone into the walk-in pantry yet. They're just at the little one in the kitchen.
Right.
They didn't even go into the walk-in pantry with all those prospects. So they're stacked. They're on the right track.
Yeah, I remember seeing Vilardi come back from injury playing in that 2017, winning for Rocky Thompson in the Memorial Cup. And I told Todd, I said, he's going to be a player. And they weren't sure because he had the back problems. And, I got one.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I got one right now here. We do have George coming up a little bit later on. He's going to hit a bit on Montreal, but I could draw a direct parallel between number one goaltenders having tough stretches and coaches getting fired. And I just want to get a thought on, you know, Carey Price has had a tough recent stretch. The Canadians weren't winning at home mostly. And Ottawa's given them 40 fits whenever they play them. But were you surprised, were you surprised, Kevin, that Claude Julien was relieved of his duties?
I'm surprised. surprised because they're 9-5. They're a plus 9 on the one side, and they got off to a tremendous start. I think you just nailed it, Stoff, when you talked about Ottawa giving them fits. When Ottawa's at the front end of their rebuild, I love everything about Brady Tkachuk. Love him. I love the other German. You guys have a great one, obviously, and Leon and Cahoon has been good for you guys as well. But Stützle has a chance to be a star in this league and maybe a superstar as well. Their first round pick out of Germany. I just think that, and Thomas Chabot on the back end, they've got good young pieces. But for a team like Montreal right now, that's as well built as they are, for Ottawa to beat them the way they've beaten them and giving them fits. Plus, their special teams haven't been as great. Maybe that's what pushed Marc Bergevin to make the move, in addition to the fact that we know everything that's gone on with the pandemic, and not every ownership group had the financial flexibility to make big acquisitions in the summer this year, and Montreal did with Jeff Molson, right? So I think that's a big factor, too, where it's like, okay, we got off to an awesome start. We know that we have an excellent team. We have all the pieces. We're stacked. I still think they're missing a number one center, but that's another conversation. We're stacked, and yet still, well, who are we? Are we Jekyll or are we Hyde? Like, what's going on? So those factors probably pushed in, and you're absolutely right. Like, we all know how great Carey Price is, and we know when he's on how great Carey Price is and how calming he is in the net. His last couple starts, he hasn't looked Carey Price-esque. His last few starts, I'd say. So they had Ducharme there. You'd have to think that Ducharme was a potential successor. He coached in the Quebec League, Francophone, a young budding coach that's put in his time in the CHL and now at the NHL level. And for all those reasons, you put that alchemy together and that led Bergevin to make the decision. But it's tough because had Carey Price been what we typically see from him, I don't think we'd be having this conversation right now.
Awesome stuff, Kevin. We'll hook up again next Thursday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Stoff. Appreciate you, buddy, and thanks to all the Oil fans out there. Hope everybody's doing well.
There you go. That is Kevin Weeks for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. He joined us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. We are going to get to a couple of your texts coming up here on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Providing winning results for 35 years. 1:22 in Edmonton. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, we're going to get to some text momentarily, but not before I tell you there's an old saying in the car business. Cars cost less of a task when outstanding customer service is the key to business as well. And you know that Brent Ridge Ford, I've mentioned it often, is a 9-time President's Diamond Award winner for customer satisfaction. What does that mean? Well, it happens when you treat people fairly. You go and buy a vehicle there. They offer fair prices on warranties and insurance coverage and finance fees and those sort of things. And if there's a problem, they got an awesome service department as well. It's a big thing. I won't say where I purchased it from, but I'm having 40 fits right now with a television that we picked up about 15 months ago. And we're not getting the service, and it's very discouraging to say the least. Brent Ridge Ford, they take care of things for you. They'll look after you. So let Johnny, Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford lend a hand. You can reach them at 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. And hey, I get it. It's the pandemic. These are tough times. But service remains a very important thing. Into
our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 125-780-496-0063. Fletch from Calgary says, Bob, Nugent Hopkins gets 6.75 million times 6 years with 4 years no trade clause and at least 2 years of a limited no movement clause with a signing bonus. I don't even know if you can do that. RNH, I guess you can do a signing bonus. Then he goes, Nurse gets 7.25 million times 6 years with 5 years no trade clause and a signing bonus of 2.5 million. Now those signing bonuses, are going to be, I think you're going to see less of them because of the pandemic. Like, there are teams that are going to lose $50 to $75 million this year in the National Hockey League. So we shall see. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, yes, a Puljujärvi is better than Matthew Tkachuk. That one comes to us from Oilers GM. No, he's not. Not right now, he's not. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk is, yes, a Puljujärvi. Matthew Tkachuk's had 60-point seasons in the National Hockey League. Matthew Tkachuk, for as much as many Edmontonians, now, could Puljujärvi get there by 25? I don't know. He's already better this season than I thought he was going to be, and he's made some terrific read and react goals this year, but Matthew Tkachuk is a heck of a player. 780-496-0063. Bob, who has the worst contract, Jeff Skinner or Rick DiPietro? For me, part of what happened, it was DiPietro the same after he got the snot knocked out of him in that fight. I kind of ended it for him, didn't it? Jeff Skinner, that's a tough contract at this time. Then I'm not sure what happens there. Randy says, Bob, Nurse has signed through 21-22. No need to stress on it yet. He doesn't want to leave, and it'll give the economic landscape an opportunity to stabilize prior to signing anything with the team. Nugent Hopkins should take a shorter deal for the same reason, from Randy. I think you have to factor in what you think you might have to pay Nurse, because I think that I'd love, put it this way, I'd love nothing more than to see Nurse, Nugent Hopkins, McDavid, and Draisaitl all start and finish their careers in Edmonton, and all deal with whatever that means at the end of their careers. Okay? So if there's a drop-off in productivity or whatever, so be it. History has shown that that's very difficult to do. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Stephen from BC says, Bob, did you buy a TV for your spouse? Was it her birthday? Have a good one. Oh, yes. Nothing says happy birthday, honey, more than buying your spouse a television when you're a guy. The problem is I'm like the least mechanically coordinated guy on the planet. You know that show Canada's Worst Handyman? You're listening to him right now. We will head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Again, we're expecting things to move around 3:15 today. Daryl McIntyre is in for Jay Lynn on 6:30 Chet Afternoons today, and we'll get some budget information from the province at that time. But Eileen up next with a global news weather traffic update, then Big George LaRocque when we return.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chet.